table. It was back at the temple. I read it last night.
Why did you object to that?
Well, it seems that they're complaining that people are depending on faith for their knowledge. So their claim is that we do not depend on this faith. We simply take a group of facts, and from these facts, this strong body of facts, we develop a theory which will explain them.
Theory is not faith. Theory is not faith.
Not faith?
Not faith.
They say that the theory, they don't, it's simply an idea of how it could happen.
But that is faith.
But they don't believe the theory until they think they have sufficient facts.
That is faith, I guess. Blind faith.
These facts, these theories are tested by presenting more and more facts in the light of this theory. Either the theory collapses under the new facts or it becomes strengthened. So by this method... Well, for example, you may see that living beings are reproducing geometrically. One couple produces two children. Those children each produce two children. So in that way, it appears that the animal population should be increasing geometrically. We can see that...
Who made that geometry?
Who made the geometry?
Who made the geometry? This is all just going on.
Accident. That.
So their observation is that even though this geometric progression of species is going on, still the same amount of living beings in each species is remaining. So the theory to support this is that within each species there must be variations, and within these variations certain ones are more favorable than others for survival. So in due course of time the unfavorable variations die out.
That is already there. You are living more than the ants. That is already there.
Their claim is that within a particular species, the variations from birth to birth...
Can they increase the life period of an ant?
Well, their claim is that this can happen.
That was definitely. Again, there is only shelter, was it.
So it again comes down to faith on their part.
Don't waste time. But see, they are rascal now.
One claim the scientists make is that they're more humble in their knowledge than we are. They don't say that this is the absolute...
Why should we be humble? We are not foolish men. That we shall be humble. We must be proud of our knowledge. You are foolish, you become humble. The dog is humble, man is not humble. The dog may bark and man shut up immediately. So you are like dogs.
Their claim is that species are not constant like our claim. They say that species constantly change till the original species is gone and a new species is created.
What is that original species?
Well, they say originally chemicals.
These are cells.
For originally very complex chemicals, acids.
Very complex, again. They cannot understand. So complex that they cannot understand. So what is the use of such things?
Well, they say these complex chemicals came from the simplest chemicals.
Where from?
Where from?
Yeah.
Well, they say in space there were many, many particles.
That's eternal. They say it's eternal. Huh? They say the space and
why
the dust.
Why do bother? Stop speculating. Everything is eternal. Why do bother yourself to find out something new?
To control. To gain control.
You cannot control. Because you are controlled. That is eternally you are controlled. You are controlled.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, they don't recognize that there are so many species of life.
It's like the white man and the black man, they will say, is one species. And also the Aborigine.
Let us accept forms. Not species, but form. It doesn't matter. There is only change of words. There are so many forms.
They say that the amount of forms is not constant, because by breeding different forms together, they can create completely new forms that never existed before.
What is the use of creating new forms? Already there are 8 million.
But their claim is that by breeding different forms together, they'll get superior forms. They give the example...
You cannot maintain your own child form, you're killing. And what is the use of increasing?
Well, for example, they used to have wild boars, they cannot eat them. But they have bred now very fat pigs to eat. So they consider this to be a great advantage.
Also with fruits and vegetables, they are combining and creating new types.
So many bad ideas.
Like, the nectarine is a combination of a peach.
Plum.
We have the real nectarine. Created a new species, Prabhupada?
The nectarine, you know, you may have created, but the peach and the palm was there.
But they have created a new
what
thing.
What new creation? Unless there was palm and peach, how could we create?
So the peach and plum created, yeah.
So they're dependent on the...
Scientists named Fox, they have conjectured that these original very complex nucleic acids have created life. So he's taken these acids in a big test tube.
Fox, go to the forest. And cry there. Yes, we treat them as foxes and jackals, that's all. Not even human beings. Why they waste time in this way and people are enamored by them? That is just like we were talking, face meeting. What they have gained out of it? And people are enamored to talk about them, write in the newspaper and make a subject matter. And then all of a sudden death comes, get out, finish. How foolish they are. So, Hagrid Prabhu, how are you feeling? How you are feeling?
Fine, Prabhupada.
Yes, sir. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bol. Don't talk nonsense. Whomever you meet, if you want to become a leader and talk something, talk Krishna katha. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna, what Krishna has said. Then satisfy your ambition to become a talker. Otherwise, you rascal remain a talker only. You talk only, you get nothing. If you want to utilize your talking power, then talk what Krishna has instructed. Then your life will be successful. And if you talk foolishly, then you will be what is called revealed as a rascal. Tavatcha sobate murkha javat kinchin navasati. A rascal fool is so long beautiful as long he does not speak. As soon as he speaks, then he's evil, that he's a rascal. So don't talk this. Tavaccha sovati murkha. You can dress yourself very nice gentleman. People are rascal. But as soon as you talk nonsense, he is a rascal. That is what. They are in the name of scientists, philosophers, they are talking nonsense and exposing themselves that they are all rascals.
Someone like Meher Baba who never spoke.
Huh? That is another art of not being exposed. Because as soon as he speaks, he becomes a rascal. The Mauna Baba. There is no enemy. There is Bengali. Bovar Shatruna. If you are dumb, then nobody is your enemy. Bovar, so they become Boba. Boba means dumb. I don't speak. That means I don't create many enemies. That's all.
Nothing positive, though.
Yeah. You are okay, I'm okay.
Like that Yogi Bhajan, he didn't say anything for a long time. Then when he spoke, he started speaking about his court cases.
Court cases?
Yeah.
He's very expert.
What?
Very expert in dealing with legal cases. Yeah. What they speak, what they have got. Better not to talk.
Yeah. During that meeting, that Muni, he was interested in spiritual conversation. But Yogi Bhajan, he did not take part at all.
He's after Oman.
Afterwards, he said his ego was very large. He said he had a big ego.
Eagle?
Ego.
Ego.
Eagle bark.
So ego. Ego.
Like ego. Oh.
Ego.
He said he admitted he had a very big ego.
But who cares for you?
He said he was trying to do away with it.
But your beard is growing more and more. And that I say to my disciples that if you have to take instruction, that is Bhaktivedanta. He said that.
What did you? If you want to take instructions, go to Bhaktivedanta. Then why doesn't he go to Bhaktivedanta?
He comes.
Oh. Yeah, you are not going to him.
First came to me that we are trying to establish universal brotherhood. You are not present. I say it is all bogus. You will never be able to do it. It is all bogus. You will never be able to.
I noticed Srila Prabhupada in your conversation with him that there was some mention that Vedas were the universal doctrine. So he mentioned, I think, that his, what is that book they have? The
Grantha.
Yeah, the Guru Grantha could also be accepted as universal. And I think you said something that it was only a branch.
Yeah.
He was feeling that it wasn't a branch. It was as good.
Light.
Was it light?
On the boat.
On the boat?
Interested, just like you give somebody two kinds of vegetables, and spices, ghee, and he makes a nice preparation. So people, the so-called scientists, they are like that. But we are after where from the vegetable came. That is the difference.
Who supplied?
Who supplied? That is the difference. He is trying to take credit by mixing these vegetables and spices and salt and ghee. And he is expert in preparing very nice palatable. But we say that where you got the vegetables, where you got the spices, where you got the ghee, they are not concerned about it.
They don't want to tell.
And they do not know. Our philosophy is Jatuvaimani Bhutani Jayanti, the original source of all these things.
They think if they can make very palatable dishes, what is the need for God?
But without God, where do you get the ingredients?
He is automatically supplying them.
Oh, therefore there is no need of it. I supply you everything, and you say, there is no need of it. Very good intelligence. Ungrateful.
Yes.
The intelligence is ungrateful. Mm. So, such man should not be given any credit. Ungrateful.
They also say that at least our method proves out with facts, whereas your method, there is no facts, simply you have some faith. So better that at least we know the facts and not know the source.
Right. We accept this, earth, water, air, fire, everything.
So we can Bhumi see this Rama. Is here.
So where, our question is where from it came?
Well, that, we have to test this out scientifically. We can't just accept.
You said that the water is composition of hydrogen and oxygen. Where from we got this so much hydrogen and oxygen? The Pacific Ocean. There is so much water needed in so many places. Why don't you take chemical and pour water? Why do you talk nonsense?
They can make a little water in a test tube.
That's right. That we can produce while I pass urine.
Yes, urine.
So you can create little urine. That we do automatically. At least I do. Every hour I pass urine. So your credit is urine maker.
We have developed a method of seeding clouds. We send airplanes into the clouds and spread chemicals. And then we send airplanes into the clouds and spread chemicals. And then rain comes. So what need is there?
Sometimes.
What is that?
Sometimes they're able to
agitate the cloud to produce rain.
And now they find out it's causing worse effects, so they had to stop that also.
So why don't you create
the clouds?
Clouds and sufficient rain in the desert, where there is so much water is needed. Why don't you do that? If you say, yes, I have passed urine in the desert. What is it? I passed urine on the desert. The desert is fulfilled.
Sometimes in times of great need in the desert, they will hire these Indian rainmakers, and they will do some dance to try to create rain.
Need of creating water, you have no such intelligence. That's why the Arabian desert is there, Arabian Sea is there. Why don't you utilize this water? Instead of bluffing others, that we can create water, why don't you use this water and make the desert fertile? Create a little water in the test tube. So you take that credit. Why you want to take the credit of creating a Pacific Ocean? That is our protest. You are able to create 1 ounce of water in the test tube, that's alive, miracle done. But we say that one who has created the Pacific Ocean, how much credit he will be given? That is our proposal. You take test tube credit, but you must give Pacific credit to God. That is one thing. But creating test tube water, you want to take the Pacific credit. Is that very good, nice proposal? Spoken by one scientist in our Delhi meeting, who are present in the Delhi meeting.
Dr. Atmaram.
That we have simply learned how to bark like dog. But we don't care, so many dogs are already barking. He admitted that if a man learns how to bark, people will purchase ticket and see him. And so many thousands of dogs are barking, nobody cares. This is science. You learn how to bark, imitate the dog, and you become important. You have created one third fruit by mixing peach and
plum.
And one is creating millions and trillions of fruits that is lying on the floor, nobody cares for that. He has no credit. These rascals want credit for this. Most insignificant.
They say their barking is an improvement on the original dog.
Another dog appreciates like that.
Is that originally God's creation is not perfect. It is, nature is very wild, and man can make it perfect.
You have not come to that perfection, so you are not awesome. Important. Muslim country, there is a word. Khuda ka upar khidmat dari. Khuda means God. These rascals want to go above God.
Isa remarked that since you've come to Los Angeles, the deity has increased in beauty many times. Krishna.
My anxiety that in my absence you may neglect deity worship, then the whole thing is spoiled. That is my anger.
Yes, they're very worried. They say the earth has a certain tilt. And every few million years the tilt is changing little. And by this changing, eventually the ice on the north and south poles will melt, they say. So they were very afraid, because then their estimate is that the entire earth will be covered with water.
Big floods. Why is afraid?
Huh? Well, they were afraid for a future humanity. They will all be killed.
He is not careful about himself. He's thinking. He cannot take care of himself. He thinks of others.
They're thinking this is great humanitarian. Huh? They think this is a humanitarian attitude to worry about the future.
To protect yourself is not humanitarian. You are dogtarian. You cannot protect yourself and thinking of humanity. You are also human being. Why don't you take care of you first of all?
But maybe it is a higher duty to worry about people in the future.
Duty, that I know, but why don't you take care of you?
I've got a job.
Well, they think they're okay. Huh? They think we're all right.
But this is broad-minded.
No, he's not okay because he's full of anxiety. He's not okay. How you can say he's okay? Rascal is full of anxiety and he's thinking okay. Just see.
They are thinking they will live for millions of years.
That is what they say. So many rascals spoke like that, but they are washed away by the waves of nature. That is rascal.
That is their first anxiety, that the ice will melt and cover the earth with water. Your next anxiety is that it will cover with ice.
Ice melt or not melt. You are not going to live. You'll die. So others will die. You cannot protect yourself and others also. So why you are unnecessarily full of anxiety? You cannot. Pasannapi napasyati. Pramatta te shanga nidhanam pasannapi napasyati. These things are already discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't read. These rascals.
There's no time. The science.
You have time to talk all these wrong things. And you have no time to read Bhagavatam. This is our misfortune.
The airport, they cannot save themselves from our book distributors.
Rather they purchase also.
Yes. Scientists become conquered.
Scientists do not manufacture brain and give it to a stone and he becomes a scientist. Why do they not do that? Manufacture, you have got so nice brand, now manufacture another brand and put it on the stone and he becomes that. What is it called? Frankenstein? Why they are not unable to create another brand? What is the answer?
They haven't been able to get sufficient research grants from the government.
They need more money from the
research grants from the government for this purpose. But if they can get more money, then they'll be able to do it.
They say they will do it.
And then, what is his position? Who has created his brain?
This just came in the course of evolution.
Then why you're talking so much? You come, everything. Why you're wasting time? Let it come, everything, by evolution.
They say where everything has come from, that is not so much important. But let us take the forces that we have now, the forces of nature, and use them for the betterment of mankind. Where it comes from,
does betterment?
Yes, because years ago people would have to go out in the cold and chop a tree to get wood for fire. Now they simply turn the stove and the fire is there.
That is here. The wood was there and people are taking. You do not know. You are so foolish. The woods were there already and people are there, they're taking advantage.
Yeah, we've arranged it in such a way now it's easier for us to carry on our daily lives by adjusting things like this. Where it comes from, it's already there. We admit it's there. Where it comes from, it's not so important.
They used to create by fire, by mantra. Can you do that?
They need natural gas, and the natural gas is running out.
Yeah. We don't believe in these mantras because there's no fossils.
I don't believe you also. Who believes you? Some rascals might believe.
There's so much evidence, though. We have fossils.
No, we have also evidence. If you don't believe me, who is going to believe you? Oh, yeah, no, yeah, no.
where Darwin actually admitted that there was a creator. Yeah, he said, so we can see that the creator originally breathed the air of life into living objects, and from there on evolution took place.
That is good.
Theory is correct, isn't it, in a sense, that the bodies are always changing. The bodies are always changing, yeah. So from the outward appearance, it seems that the evolutionary theory is correct.
Not that. That is, we accept it, the evolution. But that evolution is that there is no soul, who is the proprietor of the body. So that they do not know.
There's no meaning to their theory then?
Huh?
There's no meaning to their
because theory. In the beginning it's mistaken. Your education from wrong platform, the whole thing is wrong. Study me that I am this dress, then do you study me properly? That is their intelligence. They are studying this body. No knowledge of the proprietor of the body.
They always put up is that our Vedic philosophy is coming from India. So they argue that this Vedic philosophy is coming from India. In India there is so much disease and so many problems, but here we have our science, there is no disease.
Because they have now fond of you. The Indians have become infected by you. Therefore they are diseased. You are all diseased. And now infected them, they are meant to become diseased.
Why is there no disease here?
Huh?
Why is there no,
there is no
symptoms?
Why you are anxious about the cancer? The big disease. India may be suffering from small disease. And because you are suffering from big disease, therefore you are big. We are suffering from big disease. First of all, become diseaseless. Then talk of India is suffering and you are not suffering. You are big and you are suffering from big disease, that's all.
The wife of President Ford, she has gotten cancer. She had to have an operation, very painful.
Big man, big disease,
yeah.
Big pain.
President could not protect his own wife.
And the vice president's also.
Vice president,
his,
yeah.
His wife also.
Question is that India is small, he's suffering from malaria. And you are big, you are suffering from cancer. So big man, big disease. A small man, small disease. But we want the disease less. But you become proud. No, you have got big disease. For treatment, we pay the physician thousands of dollars. You pay it enough. Therefore, I am better. I am able to pay the physician millions of dollars. He cannot pay. Therefore I am big.
The hospitals here have better facilities than in countries in India.
Yeah, that's all right.
So we
it
can
simply proportion 5/10 and 5 million/10 million. The proportion is the same. Because the figure is 5 million/10 million, that does not mean that the proportion is not the same. You put 5/10 or 5 million/10 million, the result is the same.
It's like this, chemicals, they could do it too.
Produce more and give to India.
Oh, it belongs to us.
Huh? Why other parts, they suffer from them? That's nice. We have made scientific improvement. We produce more and distribute to the poor country. That is our proposal. Andha Khanjulna. One is blind, one is lame. So let the lame man be taken by the blind man. He can walk. And they both, their work will be nicely done. That I put this argument always. Andha Khanjulna. You are blind by material advancement, and India has got spiritual advancement, but for want of money they cannot move. So you take this lame man, you blind, on your shoulder, and cooperation will be good for the whole world.